Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Ellen Rosenfeld, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm well, and thank you for having me.
You've got a big job ahead of you. I think most of us look at that financial crisis and think, how is anyone possibly going to dig themselves out of that? And that's one of the things you ran on, right? You had an idea to help alleviate the financial crisis by teaming with major Chicago corporations?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of different ideas. The thing that hit us right now at this moment, well, there's a lot on our plate. And keeping in mind that school boards exist to improve student outcomes, so that will always be the thing that leads every decision that we make. I know that we're all here to support all of the amazing students that are in Chicago Public Schools, so I'm just happy to be a part of the conversation. Accountability, transparency, these are all things that I value, and these are all things that I'm going to say.
You know what, Helen, we want to put you on hold and reconnect with the line again, because for some reason you're very muffled. And I don't want anyone to miss what you're saying. So, Drew, put her on hold real quick, and maybe that will clean up the phone line, so to speak. Are you back? Ellen? Oh, they're trying again.
You ever run for school board?
Would I run for school board?
Yeah, I think that'd
no,
be fun.
No, I wouldn't do it in a suburb. I certainly wouldn't do it in Chicago. It just seems like a thankless job that you probably can't win. Ellen, did you hear that question from Steve? They're still trying to get her audio right.
I think it'd be fun to watch you deal with the parents. I just think that could be its own cable access channel right there.
I will tell you, I was on the cable access channel once attending meetings, and I was trying to get an ordinance so there would be no smoking in restaurants in the Fox River Valley. I lived in Batavia at the time. And the amount of hatred I got hit with, I decided I wasn't up for that.
From people who were watching?
People who were watching, people who were waiting the minute you got out of the meeting. It was absolute craziness. And I thought, I'm not cut out for this. Ellen Rosenfeld is with us. She's on the Chicago Board of Education. Thank you. Hopefully we cleaned up your phone line, Ellen. Steve was asking me if I would ever want to serve on a school board, and I said absolutely not. So what motivated you to want to do this?
You know, I have been involved in Chicago Public Schools my whole adult life. So I put all four of my kids through CPS. I served on a local school council. I worked for Chicago Public Schools up until last week. And I believe that my personal connection to CPS as a parent, a teacher, community member, a central office worker, gave me a unique understanding of the system. And I've seen what CPS gets right and where they need to improve. So I stand firm in my belief every child, regardless of income, age, religion, deserves a safe, rigorous, high-quality education. And I wanted to have my voice in the policy that guided that.
And was it frustrating to see, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the person who is now leading the board doesn't have the background that you have when it comes to being involved in education?
I wouldn't call it frustrating. It was curious. It was curious, but I'm not frustrated. I've actually met with Sean, and I do believe he has the student outcomes at the top of his priority, and I hope that he'll continue to channel that energy.
I understand the Chicago Teachers Union, we got a press release. They're meeting at 3 this afternoon. They're going to be talking about federal immigration enforcement plans. Is that something that is a priority for the Chicago Board of Education?
I think everybody is curious what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, and Chicago Public Schools and the Board of Ed is going to do everything we can to keep all of our students safe. And whatever that takes, we're going to do.
You're going to have some serious issues facing, as you know, you stepped into this. You're well aware of what's happening. I don't expect there'll be total camaraderie on the board, because there's going to be some really robust discussions and pushback. That's just the way it is when you're trying to solve these huge monumental problems. But does there seem to be a cohesiveness? Because you brought together, there are people, I would imagine, who have never crossed paths in the past.
true. And, you know, I'm not an official spokesperson for the Board of Education. I'm an independent voice for the school board, and I'll always put the students, the parents, and the teachers of the district ahead of any special interests or any groups. I'm very committed to working with the other members of the board so that we can find long-term solutions. Because, as you said, the district has some seriously challenging problems ahead of us. And ultimately, at the end of it all, we have to improve student experiences in our schools.
Right. And in your thought process, what do you think? We talked about, obviously, the financial crisis has got to be one of the top issues. What's your take on student transportation and how we might improve that? Because that's been a difficulty for a few years now.
Yeah, it's got to be a top issue. The district is working hard on that issue. The district is coming up with all kinds of ideas. And I do believe that things are going to get better there, whether we have hubs or whether we have carpools or whether we have our own fleet of buses. I know that things are getting better there. We're building the trust of the community back, and Chicago Public Schools is committed to prioritizing that issue.
And tell everybody what area you represent as a member on the Board of Education.
I represent District 4, 4B now that we're A and B. So the area including Lincoln Park, Lakeview, Roscoe Village, a little bit of Bucktown, North Center. That's my area of the city that I represent. But I like to think of myself as representing all of the students, over 300,000 in Chicago Public Schools.
And many of those children are without a home. They're either, you know, with their families, some in a car, some in a shelter, some in, couch surfing or staying with family members. That has got to be a difficult task for the Chicago Board of Education to address the needs of not only kids in Lincoln Park, but kids without a home.
Yes, exactly. You're spot on with that. Every decision that I'm embracing the fact that every decision that I make on this board is going to be so complex. Some families are going to be hurt and some families are going to be helped. By embracing the complexity of these decisions, I'm not afraid of them. I'm going in with my eyes wide open. I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to learn, and I'm willing to prioritize the students at all costs.
Did the Chicago Teachers Union help fund your run for the school board position?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, they didn't. Quite the opposite.
But they did throw money in behind other candidates, right?
Yes. Yes. They threw money behind the candidate appointed in District 4. So I beat her, and she was the one that was then appointed. That was their Chicago Teachers Union candidate.
And how important is transparency to you? Obviously, anybody in this position, transparency needs to be foremost at the front of everything, but I don't know that we've always seen that. What's your hope and what's your plan to make sure that transparency is that we know what's going on, that we understand what's happening and how the board is wrestling with the decisions that they're going to have to make in the future?
I think that Chicago Public Schools has worked hard to build back some of the trust that's been lost along the way. For instance, during the CTA negotiations, families in Chicago Public Schools have received weekly updates on how it's going, what's being negotiated, what's left, where we stand on these issues. I think the more transparent we are, the more accountable we are, the better we're going to do. And I am committed to be, whether that be newsletters or meet and greets or coffees, we have to be transparent. We have to make sure that we are reaching the students that are furthest from opportunity. We are equitable. We are continually improving what we're offering families, and we're communicating with families in an authentic way.
Ellen, you talked about your district, and I don't really know how this works. So, I mean, if you're a legislator from a district, you look out for the home territory. Do you have any particular responsibility to the area you represent, or is it just that area sent you to the board in general? I didn't ask that very well, but I hope you understand my question.
No, I understand the question, and ultimately, yes, I do have responsibility, and that's the tricky part of this hybrid board. Half of us are elected, half of us are appointed. Those that are elected are accountable to those that elected us. One, you know, when you're appointed, you are more accountable to the person that appointed you.
Okay, so, but if that's the legislature, then you're trying to get some factory going into the district or something else to benefit your district alone. Will that be part of your role to look out for your district and not always the entire area, city?
Well, as the representative from District 4, my role will be to advocate for the needs of the students and families in our district, or that whatever policies are passed, you know, don't hurt the schools in District 4. At the same time, ensuring that students across the district, especially, like I said, the students that are farthest from opportunities, needs are met, and there's an equitable share of resources. So I'll keep myself very, very well informed to the perspective of the CPS students and parents at large, as well as in particular to the CPS students and parents that live in District 4B.
Well, we're thankful that you, you know, took the first step in that transparency and came on the radio with us, because I don't think on this show we've ever had a member of the Chicago Board of Education, and we appreciate you coming forth and joining us for a conversation today, and we wish you nothing but success, because the success of this board means the success of children in our city.
Which means the success of our city.
So, yes, absolutely.
I will never hesitate to ask the tough questions and stand up for the families in Chicago Public Schools. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being open to talk about what's going on and anytime.
Awesome. Ellen Rosenfeld, she is on the Chicago School Board representing District 4.